Good evening, young wizards. I'm Dominique Proganoskis, and this is Sleep Tight Magic Academy. How was your day today? Did you encounter any magic in the world? Magic can be found in unexpected places and the little details of everyday occurrences. So always keep your spark lit and your eyes open. From night one of this program, we've immersed you in lessons to ensure you be versed in the essence of the magic arts. I believe that you are the future of magic in our world. And to chart the best future, it helps to know magic's past. So this evening's lesson will be a journey through the history of magic. Have you ever wondered where magic came from? How it has changed over time? How you found your place in a long, illustrious line of magic makers? You may be surprised to learn that the world of magic hasn't always been peaceful. But with your help, the future of magic will remain strong. So tonight, Professor Fogwaters and Houtini will peel back the layers of magic history.
Salutations, my prodigious prestidigitators. Sir Isaac Newton, a well-known British philosopher, who was secretly a wizard, once said, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." Some assume this was a metaphor, but we wizards know it's a reference to actual giants who brought magic to the British Isles in the 16th century. Still, it's a good reminder that knowing where we've come from can help guide us in pushing magic forward. And that's why tonight, we're teaching you the history of magic. We'll have to move quickly because we have so much time and so little history to cover. Oh, right. So little time and so much history. I don't even have time to tell you how ticklish those British giants were. Instead, I must focus on a central conflict that runs throughout magic's history. Some wizards insist that one must be born to a magic family to be a wizard, but that ignores a simple truth. No human was ever just born with magic. Every wizard must be taught the skills. Some are merely privileged to be born into a family where they learn magic from birth. But if you go back far enough in history, you'll find a time where no human knew magic. That's right. There were many other creatures who were much more magically advanced than people in the early days. Gnomes, dwarves, pixies, elves. I mustn't forget birds or talking reptiles, though they eventually lost their magic abilities. Right, not all of them did. But for humans, magic did not come naturally. We had a hard time understanding or controlling it, and we made some disastrous mistakes along the way. Finally, some of the other magic creatures took pity on us and agreed to reveal their magic secrets. The first wizard school was established by a small collective of kind-hearted creatures, including several elves, a few fairies. I wasn't going to forget the owls. Owls were some of the first teachers, and that's why even today we think of them as wise. Yes, wise and noble. Okay, wise and noble and majestic. Knock it off, Teeny, we get it. Unfortunately, it didn't take long for people to let magic go to their heads. They forgot the creatures who taught them, sometimes even using magic against them. The magical creatures had no choice but to separate themselves. The wizards became greedy and exclusive, They stopped welcoming new wizards and began to claim that only those in established wizard families could have magic. One of the most snobbish families were known as the Quashingtons. It went on like this for thousands of years. Magic began to dwindle. It may have vanished completely if not for a few brave wizards who believed magic should be shared. They secretly reestablished communication with other magic creatures and did what they could to right the wrongs of wizards past. Many years and several treaties later, we have forged a delicate peace among all magic creatures. Yet, some powerful wizards continue to insist that magic is only for established wizard families. That's true. Teeny was not born to a magical family, nor was Director Proganoskis, and her story is why you're here today. Dominique Proganoskis was born to a non-magic family. As a child, she had a chance encounter with a garden gnome named Muddy. Muddy was so impressed with her that she began sneaking magic texts to the precocious child. Soon, Dominique Proganoskis fell in love with magic. At the age of 9, she tried to enroll in an exclusive wizard school run by a wizard named Grumble F. Quashington. Not surprisingly, Proganoskis was denied. But she kept showing up, insisting they give her a shot. Finally, Quashington agreed to let her enroll, but only if she passed a simple entrance test. He crammed the test full of advanced theory and trick questions, assuming she would fail and give up. But that's not what happened, is it, Houtini? She passed with flying colors. She went on to graduate in record time, then traveled the world furthering her studies with all the greatest living wizards and a few wizards from the past. Eventually, she earned a reputation as perhaps the greatest wizard of all. Unlike those who came before her, she knew the greatest use of her power would be to share it with as many as she could. And that's why she founded Sleep Tight Magic Academy. Unfortunately, even now there are wizards like Quashington who don't agree with the work we do here. They want to keep magic for themselves. That's why you are so important to the future of magic. Tonight, Director Proganoskis will guide you in a practice that combines a few of the skills you've already learned. She'll show you how to use those skills to protect your own spark and to spread it to others. So until I see you next time, sleep tight.
Now that you know about magic's past, will you join us in forging magic's future together? Your magic grows stronger each night. Tonight, we'll use illumination, spells, and telepathy to create a shield that protects your magic and helps you share that protection with others. Begin by closing your eyes. Slow your breath as you tune in to your magic shade. Now reach inside to wake your magic spark. Feel your magic growing stronger with each breath as your spark and your shade work in balanced harmony. Notice the warmth of your spark as it glows. Let it grow brighter and larger with each breath. Let it glow and let it grow. Soon your spark surrounds you, hugging you like a warm cocoon. Now repeat this spell. Highest height and longest length, keep me safe with magic strength. relax your body and feel the comfort of this magic protection spell. You can also share this feeling of comfort with others. Just as telepathy lets you send messages with your mind, it also lets you send feelings to others. Breathe deep and picture the glow of your magic spark pulsing, sending out waves of comfort and safety into the world. This protection spreads even further thanks to your shade, which carries your spells invisibly to places that magic can't be seen. Now repeat this spell. Hither, thither, everywhere, magic strength is ours to share. Think about someone you'd like to share your magic with. Imagine your spark floating through the night sky and covering them like a blanket. Tonight, your magic creates warmth, safety, and comfort for you and everyone who shares it. May your spark glow bright as I bid you goodnight. Sleep deep and sleep tight.